Questions 38 through 41. Listen to a park ranger talk to a group of campers.
I know you're anxious to get your permits and get started, but there are just a few things I'd like to mention that might help you avoid trouble during your stay. First of all, make sure you carry adequate water. You'll need it if you're hiking, especially in this heat. A good rule of thumb is to bring 1 gallon per person per day this time of year. Don't try to rely on the park's natural springs to supply all your water needs. And please, do not use soap in the springs. It's your responsibility to protect the park's natural features. For those of you staying beyond the weekend, make sure that you set up camp well away from dry creek beds. We may get some heavy rainfall, and those creek beds could quickly become filled with water, and you and all your equipment might end up washed downstream. When you pick up your permits, you'll also get a Park Service's booklet. It'll tell you everything you need to know about the hiking trails. They vary in length, of course, but most of them are under 5 miles, relatively easy day hikes. Remember, if you're hiking solo, make sure you let someone know you're going and when they can expect you back. And, for your own safety, we recommend that you not climb rock faces. A lot of the rock throughout the park is very unstable. One final word. Watch out for poisonous snakes. Rattlesnake activity is at its peak this time of year, especially at night. For your own good, we recommend wearing protective clothing. And carry a flashlight after dark.
Number 38. What is the main purpose of the talk? Number 39. What does the speaker tell hikers about drinking water? Number 40. What information does the Park Service's booklet contain? Number 41. What does the speaker say about rattlesnakes?